from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That music means it's time for, like I said, the College Football Minute. Donnie, I don't pay as much attention to college football as I think any of us do the NFL. I think we kind of established that obviously we are an NFL show, Pittsburgh's an NFL town, etc. Were you even aware that the position of general manager was a thing in college football now? Is this news to you or anything?
Not until you brought it up, and then I pulled it up.
So I find it funny because one of the things we still hear about NIL is some of these coaches, most of whom are making high seven figures, a couple of them making low eight figures, just obscene amounts of money, right? They bellyache and they grouse about how much they've got to pay some of these guys to stay at their schools, and it's the wild, wild west. Then I see this. Never heard of this guy in my life. His name is Courtney Morgan. He is apparently the general manager of the Alabama football team. Courtney Morgan just got himself a nice raise because USC came after him for the same job. $825,000 on a 3-year deal. He is now the highest paid front office man in college. The funniest part about this is he came with Kalen DeBoer when he took the job at Alabama. And his initial contract was done in February, $500,000. Now, he's been working since then, obviously. You got to work and you got to do all the recruiting. And basically, it sounds like to me a general manager in college football is similar now to what the role is in the pros. You're looking to procure talent. You're not scouting necessarily, but you are. So it's the same thing. Like, it's helping the coach with, like, recruiting because one guy can't do it all, right? He got a $325,000 annual raise without actually having Alabama play any games. Like, without actually seeing the players that he recruited and general managed at Alabama do anything on the field. $325,000 on a raise just because somebody else wanted him. Your thoughts on general managers in college football?
Well, and he was already the highest paid front office figure in college football. And like you mentioned, I had never heard of him. I did not know that he was apparently under the same position with Washington. Behind, you know, the team that almost won the national championship last year. They were the runner-up in the entire country. I guess this is just the way that college athletics are going, that you're going to see more of these actual front office pro, like professional level type positions in college, because now the focus is not only bringing players in, it's about looking at players at other schools and also keeping the players you already have. Like, it is turning more into a pro sport, especially the big ones, especially football, hoops a little bit, but football, obviously, the main focal point here. It's turning more and more into an actual professional setting in the front office than it's ever been before.
Which is why my main like takeaway from this, fine, if that's going to be how it is, clearly the money's there to pay these guys. Like, they'll always cough up the coin. I just want to hear people stop moaning and groaning about the athletes getting their cut, right? Like, that's what is most distasteful to me. It's this constant drumbeat of, can you believe this selfish kid wanted X, Y, and Z? Well, if somebody else is willing to pay him, why shouldn't he go get it? A guy none of us have ever heard of at a position many of us didn't even know existed within college football is making almost $1 million a year to do essentially GM work. Now, my other thought on it, Donnie, is this. Maybe Donnie Football becomes the general manager, I don't know, St. Vincent, something like that. I mean, I feel like you could handle this role at a lower level school and maybe start your big rise through the ranks of college football.
I got a couple contacts over there. I could put a word in.
Now, I guess this position at a high school would be athletic director, but what would it be? Probably North Allegheny would be the first high school to actually hire a general manager.
The University of North Allegheny.
The U. Put up the U. They'll have one. They probably already do. There's probably some people in NA thinking, oh, Mueller's trying to make a funny. Little does he know that we actually, in fact, have this.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, think about some of the, like, academies, though, that are just, like, college
IMG's
football factories.
IMG's a college team. I've said this.
Yeah, I mean, even a team that will be featured in the KDKA Kickoff Classic on this weekend. St. Francis from Baltimore, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a similar vein. They are a team that lost to IMG by 3 points last year, so they're not far behind the IMG, like the god school for future NFLers that we hear about all the time. Like, schools like that, I bet, already have positions in place.
It's going to become more professionalized, and the sooner everyone ditches the pretense that, like, wow, we're losing amateurism, like the club system for soccer overseas in Europe, like those guys come into an academy or like come into a team's feeder system, and it is very formalized and very professionalized, and because it's been that way for a long time, nobody bats an eyelash at it. Eventually that stuff will get like this over here, and I think probably the whole industry will be a lot more honest for it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.